You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Useless information.
Hi, I'm Steve Silberman, and you're listening to a classic episode of the Useless Information Podcast. And the story you're about to hear is titled Titanic, the Unsinkable Violet Jessup, and it's one of my favorite stories of all time. I first wrote this story for my Useless Information website shortly after the movie Titanic came out back in 1997, but it's also included in my first book, Einstein's Refrigerator. This particular episode was recorded back in late December of 2007 with very primitive recording equipment. I have to tell you, I was using one of those tiny little microphones that came with my desktop computer, and I had to hold it in my hand as I did the recording. As a result, the sound quality of what you're about to hear is very poor. This story was first released to the public on January 27th of 2008, although I did later tweak the date in the metadata to January 31st, and that was simply because my initial episodes were just in alphabetical order, and I wanted them in numeric order. So by changing the date slightly, it put them in the correct order. Anyway, let's take a listen.
Welcome to the Useless Information Podcast, my collection of fascinating true stories from the flip side of history. My name is Steve Silberman, and today's story is one on how one person's good luck can be amazingly bad luck to everyone else. It's a story of Violet Jessup on the Titanic. But before we do that, let's start with a question of the day. My question for you today is in the realm of popular music here in the United States. It turns out that one band holds a certain record. That is that they've had 7 songs peak at number 2 on the Billboard singles chart, but have never had a number 1 hit. I want you to name that band. Again, one band has had 7 songs peak at number 2 on the Billboard chart, but have never ever reached number 1. Please name that band. And I'll leave you in suspense until the end of this podcast, and I'll tell you what the answer is then. Now for today's story, which is on the Titanic. Now, I'm sure you've seen the big movie, and you've heard many, many stories about Titanic, and you've even heard about the unsinkable Molly Brown. But I have a story for you that you probably have not heard, and is probably the best of all of them. It's about a woman named Violet Jessup. Now, at the time, there were 3 sister ships being built. There was the Olympic, which was to be followed by the Titanic, and eventually the Gigantic. And Violet Jessup was a young, attractive woman, and she was actually a stewardess, which was like a chambermaid in those days. And when they launched the Olympic, the first ship, she was put onto that ship to, you know, wait on the passengers. Well, what most people don't know is that on its 5th trip out, the Olympic actually crashed into a British cruiser and nearly sank. They eventually, you know, limped it back to port, and they had to actually stop construction on the Titanic so they could repair the Olympic. And of course, you know, Violet went back to work. Eventually, work was completed on Titanic, as we know, and the White Star Line transferred its best staff, including Violet Jessup, to the Titanic. And of course, we all know what was going to happen on its maiden voyage. When the Titanic hit the iceberg, they loaded the lifeboats, and they did it basically in order of class, and they let the women and children on first, as most people know, and the staff was basically expected to stay behind. And Violet Jessup was just leaning up against the wall, and they couldn't get the last lifeboat loaded. The immigrant women just didn't understand English, and they didn't know what to do. So they asked Violet Jessup to get into the last lifeboat and show the other women what they should do. And that saved Violet Jessup's life. She got onto the last lifeboat. Now, amazingly, when she got to New York City after being saved, her biggest complaint was that she did not have a toothbrush. Now, because of the disaster of the Titanic, they decided the name Gigantic was no good anymore, and they changed the name of the ship to the Britannic. But unfortunately, World War I had just broken out, and the ship was never completed. They eventually made it into a hospital ship for use during the war, and Violet Jessop decided to volunteer as a nurse aboard the newly crowned Britannic. Well, on its sixth voyage across the Aegean Sea, it actually hit a mine, and it started to sink. And Violet Jessop knew exactly what to do. She went back to her cabin, and you guessed it, she got her toothbrush. She then ran out, put on her life jacket, and got into the lifeboat. And, of course, it was lowered down onto the sea, and she was there a little bit, and then all of a sudden she noticed that everyone around her was just jumping out of the lifeboat. She couldn't figure out why would they do such a thing. She then turned around, and she saw the gigantic propeller of the ship coming right at her. It turns out that the ship's captain decided to gun it and see if he could make the shore. So Violet Jessop had no choice. She just jumped out and went down under the water. She couldn't swim, but eventually the life preserver pulled her back up towards the surface. But she never quite got there. Her head crashed into something. She doesn't know what. Probably the propeller. And then she started sinking again. And eventually the life preserver pulled her back up and she emerged at the surface just barely. And she was able to look around and she grabbed another life preserver that she saw there and was able to pull her body up. And then she glanced around and she noticed there were body parts everywhere. The propeller had actually chopped up all the people, including the lifeboat that she had been on. So there you have it. Violet Jessop is the only woman to survive the accidents of the three sister ships. She'd actually written her story back in 1934, but no one had cared at that point. The Titanic was past history. Her manuscript was finally published with the release of the movie. Useless, useful, well, I'll leave that for you to decide. And now the answer to today's question of the day. And the question was, only one band has had seven songs peak at number two on the Billboard singles chart here in the United States, yet never managed to score a number one hit. Can you name the band? Well, you're able to figure it out? The answer actually is Creedence Clearwater Revival. They had seven songs go to number two, but never managed to hit number one. And if you're curious, here are the songs. In 1969, they had three number two hits. Those are Bad Moon Rising, Green River, and Proud Mary. In 1970, they had four more number two hits. That's Long As I Can See the Light, Looking Out My Back Door, Traveling Band, and Who'll Stop the Rain. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's story on Violet Jessop and her survival of the three sister ships. If you'd like to read more true stories just like this, please be sure to get a copy of one of my books. The first one is Einstein's Refrigerator and Other Stories from the Flip Side of History. The second one is Lindbergh's Artificial Heart, More Fascinating True Stories from Einstein's Refrigerator. They're both written by me, Steve Silverman. If you'd like to contact me, simply drop me an email at useless@steve.silverman.name. Again, the email is useless@steve.silverman.name. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Neil.
And I'm Ken.
And we are from the Triviality Podcast, a pub trivia-style game show where a lack of seriousness meets a little bit of knowledge.
Join us each week for an hour-long game of general knowledge trivia featuring special guests from around the world, plus tons of extra themed episodes.
If you want to improve your trivia game,
or you just want to scream at us in your car when we get easy questions wrong,
then we're the show for you. Find Triviality on all your favorite podcast apps.
But you know that, because you're already listening to a podcast.
All you need is a few minutes to start your day off with something historic when you listen to the This Day in History podcast. Every day, there's a new episode for you to listen and learn about what happened that day way back when. So listen and subscribe to This Day in History wherever you get your podcasts. That's This Day in History wherever you get your podcasts.